Is your wonderful a family trip halfway around the world? Spontaneous fun on Friday night? Whatever you're doing next, do it with Viator. Viator is the way millions have discovered and booked a world of wonderful experiences. With a huge selection of things to do, helpful reviews, and flexible booking, Viator is your way to time wonderfully spent. Download the Viator app and save 10% with the code Viator10. Viator10.
Take time to celebrate the people in your life who make you smile with a multi-brand Cheers to You gift card. They'll feel great choosing whatever they like from some of their favorite brands, and you'll feel great for letting them know. Enjoy the Cheers to You gift card and more from the Choice Multi-Brand Gift Card line now in-store and at giftcards.com. Again, look for the Cheers to You gift card and more from the Choice Multi-Brand Gift Card line now in-store and at giftcards.com. See giftcards.com for terms and conditions.
Is your wonderful a family trip halfway around the world? Spontaneous fun on Friday night? Whatever you're doing next, do it with Viator. Viator is the way millions have discovered and booked a world of wonderful experiences. With a huge selection of things to do, helpful reviews, and flexible booking, Viator is your way to time wonderfully spent. Download the Viator app and save 10% with the code Viator10. Viator10.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we have your latest scores, highlights, current league leaders, standings, and the player of the week, as well as the player of the month in the WNBA. That's coming up on this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the defending champion, Chicago Sky. The defending champions, last time that they were featured on the program, they were kind of got off to a rough start. They were hit and miss so far, but lately the Sky have picked it up tremendously. As this show is airing, they have currently won 3 games in a row. Of course, Candace Parker being Candace Parker, she's racked up double-doubles recently. Courtney Vandersloot being the constant floor general that she is, being the consummate point guard that she is, continuing to add on to her legacy. Also, Emma Mieseman has been shooting the ball well, and Kalia Copper, the reigning finals, WNBA Finals MVP. Kalia has been doing her part as well in terms of scoring. So the Sky starting to get off into their winning ways as this show is airing. They are currently on a 3-game winning streak. And again, as I mentioned earlier, with Candace Parker and Courtney Vandersloot and Kalia Copper, and of course with Emma Mieseman, the Sky are starting to get back to their championship form slowly but surely. Again, early on in the beginning of the year, it was a rough patch for them, but they're starting to get it together. They're starting to put it together. They currently have a record of 7-3, and we'll get to the standings in the league in just a little bit. But currently the Sky hold a 3-game winning streak, and they hope to continue their winning ways going forward right before the All-Star break. My next storyline is going to be the Connecticut Sun. Again, the Sun, that's a team that if the Sky is starting to get their groove, Connecticut has been in their groove and then some since the beginning of the year. As this show is airing, they are currently on a 3-game winning streak. The reigning league MVP, Jonquel Jones, starting to get in the top form again, starting to look like Jonquel of the old, where she's starting to take advantage of the situation and become the premier scorer for that team. Now, we know about the injury to Jasmine Thomas out for the year with a torn ACL, but the other contributors on this team besides Jonquel, Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thomas. Dawana, great two-way player, not just shooting, but also doing her thing on the rebounding department as well and playing solid defense. And Alyssa Thomas, again, doing the dirty work in the paint, nice range. But, man, she is one of the best rebounders in the league. So not just Jonquel, but Dawana and Alyssa are handling their business as well, along with Natisha Heideman, who is going to be stepping up big time with the absence of Jasmine Thomas. Of course, Courtney Williams. I mean, Courtney is a ball hog. We know about her days being with the Atlanta Dream, and now in her first year with the Connecticut Sun, she is one of the premier floor generals in the league. And Breonna Jones. Breonna comes in and does her part, doing the dirty work, getting points in the paint, rebounding, second chance points. So Connecticut, whereas Chicago is just now finding its way and trying to get back into their championship form from last season, Connecticut has been on a roll all season long, not just with Jonquel again, but with the likes of Dewana and Alyssa and Breonna and Courtney and Natisha. So this should be interesting how Connecticut continues their winning ways going up until the All-Star break. And for my last storyline is going to be the Las Vegas Aces. Man, Las Vegas currently, as this show is airing, is at the top of the WNBA standings. They currently have a record of 10-2. And what can you say about them? They've currently won two out of their last three games. Again, it's just been full steam ahead with Las Vegas with the addition of their new head coach, Becky Hammon, Asia Wilson, a former league MVP, Kelsey Plum, last year's sixth woman of the year. She has really taken control of the situation. She's definitely going to be an early – she's already, in my opinion, an early MVP candidate. And then you also got De'Erica Hamby with the departure of Liz Cambage, and with De'Erica being put – in the lineup, it has made a big difference. Of course, Jackie Young, who is, again, one of the best point guards, one of the best floor generals in the league, Chelsea Gray. Man, Chelsea is just such a phenomenal player. I mean, that starting five in Las Vegas is phenomenal with Young, Plum, Hamby, Gray, and then you got Asia Wilson. And then what a job, again, Becky Hammon has done with the Las Vegas Aces team. We know her pedigree again. Bill Laimbeer was the head coach for many seasons in Las Vegas, did a great job with that team. But this team looks different with Coach Hammon being at the helm. You know, for those of you that may not be familiar with Becky Hammon, Becky played in the WNBA for many seasons, was a traditional point guard, run and gun up and down the court, and she played fast. And Las Vegas is playing an up-tempo, fast-paced game, which is a reflection of their head coach, whereas when Coach Laimbeer was the head coach, it was more of a slower game, more of a physical game, more of a post-up game. And as I mentioned, with Liz Cambage being in the mix, they have to slow the tempo down a bit. But now Las Vegas is a faster team. They have their taller players that are not just hitting points inside, but they're also getting points outside, as I mentioned, with the front court, with Wilson and Hamby, and then you have Gray as well. So this is going to be interesting how Las Vegas can continue to be consistent as we get closer to the All-Star break. But the Las Vegas Aces, they can't go wrong so far in this stretch of the first half of the WNBA season. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have your scores, highlights, current league leaders, standings, also the players of the week and of the month in the WNBA, and so much more. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Is your wonderful a family trip halfway around the world? Spontaneous fun on Friday night. Whatever you're doing next, do it with Viator. Viator is the way millions have discovered and booked a world of wonderful experiences. With a huge selection of things to do, helpful reviews, and flexible booking, Viator is your way to time wonderfully spent. Download the Viator app and save 10% with the code Viator10. Viator10. Is your wonderful a family trip halfway around the world? Spontaneous fun on Friday night. Whatever you're doing next, do it with Viator. Viator is the way millions have discovered and booked a world of wonderful experiences. With a huge selection of things to do, helpful reviews, and flexible booking, Viator is your way to time wonderfully spent. Download the Viator app and save 10% with the code Viator10. Viator10. Is your wonderful a family trip halfway around the world? Spontaneous fun on Friday night. Whatever you're doing next, do it with Viator. Viator is the way millions have discovered and booked a world of wonderful experiences. With a huge selection of things to do, helpful reviews, and flexible booking, Viator is your way to time wonderfully spent. Download the Viator app and save 10% with the code Viator10. Viator10. Is your wonderful a family trip halfway around the world? Spontaneous fun on Friday night. Whatever you're doing next, do it with Viator. Viator is the way millions have discovered and booked a world of wonderful experiences. With a huge selection of things to do, helpful reviews, and flexible booking, Viator is your way to time wonderfully spent. Download the Viator app and save 10% with the code Viator10. Viator10.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
From a trip halfway around the world to spontaneous fun on Friday night, Viator is the way millions have discovered and booked a world of wonderful experiences. Download the Viator app and save 10% with the code VIATOR10.
Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying or selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying or selling experience. At Driveway, we believe in giving you our best price up front to keep you in the super chill zone. Buy or sell your next car at Driveway.com. Driveway wants to know, what's your happy place? A hammock on the beach? A zen garden? Snuggling with your cat on the couch? Wherever your happy place is, think about buying or selling a car from there. Welcome to Driveway.com, where you can feel completely in control of your car buying or selling experience. At Driveway, we believe in giving you our best price up front to keep you in the super chill zone. Buy or sell your next car at Driveway.com.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for your scores and highlights from the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, May the 31st. The Washington Mystics squared off against the Indiana Fever. The Mystics would go on to beat the Fever 87-75. For the Mystics, Ariel Atkins, what can you say about her being a part of the United States Women's Olympic basketball team last year, handling her business, winning that gold medal, and handling her business for the Mystics so far in this first half of the WNBA season? She finished with 28 points. Here's Ariel in action.
This one has really gotten off to a fast start. Atkins has the answer on the other end.
Almost like a little mini Eurostep. That was great body control.
That hesitation just kind of caught Washington off guard. Atkins misses on the other end, but another second chance opportunity, and Atkins banks it home.
You know, watching her the whole season, thinking there's no way she can get any better. This got to be her prime, but she is doing an amazing job of taking it one practice at a time, practicing her game.
Atkins pulling up from the foul line. Washington, who had the number one overall pick, traded back. They like Shakira Austin that much. Melodon has the mismatch on to Robinson. Indiana has to double team. Burke swing it. Atkins open. And Atkins will miss from there. Atkins pulling up. And Atkins gets the roll. Now it's Cloud looking to push. Oh, a collision. No call either way. Atkins open to the corner. She knocks down a three. It's an 11-0 run for Washington.
Yeah, what a beautiful find.
Mitchell with 24 points. He got over half of Indiana's second half scoring. Atkins buries a three. Final 2 minutes from Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Atkins, the shot fake, a second, and the pretty finish. 90 seconds left to go here, and it's a 13-point deficit. Late third, early fourth. Really problematic for the Fever tonight.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN3. Again, the final score, Mystics 87, Fever 75. Ariel Atkins finished with 28 points. Meanwhile, contributing to the Mystics win was Elena Deladon, finishing with 19 points. Natasha Cloud finished with 16 points. Getting a double-double was Elizabeth Williams. She had 10 points and 15 rebounds. Again, the final score, Mystics 87, Fever 75. We move along now to action between the Phoenix Mercury and the Chicago Sky. In a close game, the Sky would go on to beat the Mercury 73-70. Again, the defending champions pulled off a close one, beating the Phoenix Mercury. And I mentioned her name earlier at the top of the show, Courtney Vandersloot. I tell you what, one of the premier point guards in the WNBA, and just continuing to add to her a list of accomplishments and continue to just add to the legacy that she brings to the table. Again, she comes up big in the win over the Phoenix Mercury. Here's Courtney in action.
Emma Meisman guarded there by Diana Taurasi. Terrific look to Vandersloot.
Donovan Smith said that she's playing for BG and certainly, you know, wanting BG's family, her wife Sherelle, to have an opportunity to speak with President Biden.
Tina Charles missing from the outside. Parker, good look, good result. Her first point, and she looked up and said, thank you. And the high-flying, high-powered Las Vegas Aces. Nice finish by Hebert,
who isn't over here from overseas yet, and adding more pieces, trying to find their chemistry on the offensive end of the floor.
Right now, Phoenix on a 10-0 run. That is snapped. Championship is done over in France. Alamon will be coming. WNBA fans will remember her from some productive season with Indiana. And now she's in charge of the New York team that is continuing to struggle. Vandersloot, the Copper.
Look at where Kalia Copper starts. And in transition, she just runs the floor. Great touch pass.
Parker, which is 3 points, does have 10 rebounds and a couple of assists. Vandersloot.
Yeah, got to play hard. Got to find some competitive edge. But you also have to play together.
Game in which she is 6 of 7 threes. Vandersloot
is known for.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN2. Again, Courtney Vandersloot coming up big in this game. She finished with 18 points. Also, Candace Parker had only 5 points, but she had 11 rebounds. Kalia Copper, the reigning WNBA Finals MVP, finished with 11 points. Emma Meisman had 10 points, and Rebecca Gardner had 10 points. Again, the final score, Chicago 73, Phoenix 70. We move along now to action between the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces. The Aces would go on to beat the Sun. Final score, 89-81. She's been a former league MVP, and she knows what it takes to be the best, and she's continued to be one of the top players in the WNBA. That's Asia Wilson. Asia was huge in this game, helping the Aces get a victory. And I tell you one thing, Asia is on her way to being, she is an early MVP candidate in this first half of the WNBA season, getting a double-double against the Sun. Here's Asia in action.
Gray with Courtney Williams on her. Good defense. This rims out, but Asia Wilson is right there on cleanup duty. That shot blocked by Asia Wilson. Point and an assist. Very elite group of players have been able to finish the season in the top five in both of those categories.
And Asia Wilson knocking it down. Showing here as Gray going in, trying to have her way. And Wilson is there, one of the best rebounders in the game. Tied for first with her teammate, Hamby. 11 boards for the Aces. Superstar swinging around. Jackie Young. The cross-court pass, Asia Wilson. We see the little faker showing. Oh, my! Bonner all the way underneath the basket and blocked by Wilson, trying to alter that shot from Williams. Young kicks it out. Wilson 0-for so far, but that's her first triple of the night.
The Post were playing drop coverage on her, and she was getting that mid-range shot off in the first half, but Asia Wilson gave a little contest.
Oh, my goodness, and she puts it on the floor. And the woman with the ball in her hands, Jackie Young, leading all scorers with 21 tonight. If you're just tuning in, among the ways that Las Vegas has been able to create separation and push it out to a 20-point lead, yes, effective in the half court, but it's going to be held in Chicago coming up in July.
I think our producer Paul Irvin fixed that search because he's from Chicago. Connecticut really going after the possession, trapping and flying around defensively. And Asia Wilson making it look easy off the offensive glass.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN. So Asia Wilson picked up a double-double in this game with 24 points and 14 rebounds, also contributing to the win for the Las Vegas Aces, Kelsey Plum and Jackie Young. Here's Kelsey and Jackie in action with the win, in the win over the Connecticut Sun.
And Alyssa Thomas leading the break and right into the hands of Tierica Hamby. Kelsey Plum pushing her way to the hoop, and it falls, count it.
And you can tell how she's played early in the season.
Both of these teams knocked out in the semifinal rounds of the WNBA playoffs on the field. Jackie Young in transition and gets the ball. Just a multi-dimensional player who has had a great career thus far in the WNBA. The step back. Ooh, weaves on that, Kelsey Plum.
It takes a lot of strength to get the kind of separation Kelsey Plum gets on that step back three.
And how about another steal here from Jackie Young, tipping it away from Yvonne Anderson. We see some new faces on the court like Kia Stokes, and that's a good sign for Becky Hinton. That certainly helps to add to your court vision and awareness. Again, the connection from Plum to Hamby and the blocking foul. And now she's leaving a franchise with which she played for when it was in San Antonio. As Kelsey Plum drops the three ball. Like, I'm ready to pick up the load.
And that's what Connecticut has to do. They have to get the ball to the middle of the floor, even if against the zone. Don't force up the three. And Kelsey Plum makes another tough bucket look easy.
11 boards for the Aces. Superstar swinging around. Jackie Young. Third block of the ball game. Now with 9 to go on the shot clock, and Jackie Young, just too much separation there. You give her an open look.
You got to have more than 4 shot attempts. And the zone has helped to do that some from Vegas, but also their interior defense.
Whoa. Hello, Miss Plum.
Opportunity to play sport. And now we're after the equality for these women. The amazing athletes that they are.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN. Again, the final score, the Las Vegas Aces 89, the Connecticut Sun 81. So Asia Wilson had a double-double with 24 points and 14 rebounds. Also contributing to the victory, Kelsey Plum finishing with 18 points. Jackie Young finished with 21 points. And then Chelsea Gray contributed with 13 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 89, Connecticut 81. We move along now to the last game from Tuesday, May the 31st. It was between the Dallas Wings and the Los Angeles Sparks. It was a close game, but the Sparks would hold on to beat the Wings 93-91 in this game. Brittany Sykes, she was spectacular in this game. She gets a new season high of 25 points. Here's Brittany in action.
Transition defense continues to be an emphasis.
Here's Sykes. The crossover slips to Slim.
Slim. Slim with that nice, easy crossover split two defenders. Saw that paint wide open.
So we know she can bowl.
Maybe just a WNBA superstar. I don't know. Maybe quarterback.
There. 18 of the 24 points for the Sparks have come inside the painted area. And there's two more right there.
You see the setup, the back door there by NECA.
Shot clock dark. 5 seconds left. Slim going to work. The step back. Good!
Two-pointer.
It's a long two. Team shot at a 72% clip, including that one right there from Slim.
Right now, the production inside, especially, 20-6 points the paint for the Sparks.
Can Bays turn on the double turn and down the shot? There's that great Instagram video that was out, that viral video, one of his daughters mimicking him at the free throw line. It's fantastic. Here's Sykes on the steal. 2-on-2 for L.A. The Euro, and Sykes will earn a trip to the foul line.
All right, so again, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA and ESPN3. So Brittany Sykes, or Slim as she's called, did big for the Los Angeles Sparks, getting a new season high of 25 points. Also contributing to the victory, Katie Lou Samuelson finished with 13 points. Getting a double-double was Nneka Ogwumike. She finished with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Again, the final score, the Los Angeles Sparks 93, the Dallas Wings 91. We move along now to action from Wednesday, June 1st, and this game was between the Minnesota Lynx and the Atlanta Dream. The Dream would go on to beat the Lynx 84-76. And I have to tell you, speaking of a dream, Atlanta has been living a dream so far this first half of the year, having rookie Ryan Howard. Man, she has really been a force since she's arrived in the WNBA in such a short amount of time. Again, the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft, and also the rookie of the month for the month of May. We'll get to all of that in just a little bit. But right now, again, Ryan contributed, scoring 22 points against the Lynx. Here's Ryan in action.
Westbrook can't find the bottom of the bucket. Ryan Howard pulls up, long two, gets it to go.
That's something else I don't think we talk about enough with Atlanta Dream. Not letting it out in that possession, but how about the quick release in transition for the WNBA Rookie of the Month? Hello, Ryan Howard. Back in play with Erica Wheeler at the top of the key. Our officials, Billy Smith, Jenna Reening, and Angel Kent.
Rookie of the month, showing everybody just why she's just back on the board. High arching shot. That's cash for the Atlanta Dream.
Double figures in three of the last five games. The confidence that she's played with and understanding who she is in this league has been outstanding. And Ryan Howard showing us who she is in this league as well.
Let the offensive player get behind her on that possession. But look at the handoff. There's nothing Bridget Carlson can do.
So she'll start the set. Going against Kayla McBride. Dipsy Doos in between her legs. But pulls wagon. Oh, so pretty. Ryan Howard with the deuce. Offense with the Atlanta Dream.
Can you take over a game, rookie? We see you taking over.
Coach trying to see what minutes he can get Ryan Howard.
Nasty fadeaway off of one leg and then the quick release. Doesn't matter that the defender's there. Ryan's getting a bucket.
See how the culture has been built. Sylvia saying, I want to stay here just one more year. She dishes that off to Ryan Howard. Less than a minute to play here in the half.
Westbrook ties the ball game at 45. Minnesota just kind of picking up where they left off. Ryan Howard, a big bucket to regain the...
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and League Pass. Again, the final score, the Atlanta Dream 84, the Minnesota Lynx 76. Ryan Howard finished with 22 points. Also contributing to the victory, Christy Wallace finished with 18 points. Also, Erica Wheeler had 13 points. Ari McDonald had 13 points. And Monique Billings finished also with 13. Monique Billings finished with 10 points. And I mentioned her name earlier, Christy Wallace. Christy was sensational in this game. She scored a career high of 18 points. Here's Christy in action.
How she finds herself is Erica Wheeler gets the ball after the jump ball.
Dream's got to get a good look at the bucket on this possession and right on cue. Their championship run. But Simone was there in the days where Minnesota was not so fun. She was part of the building block.
She was a part of the building block as Christy Wallace. Minnesota shooting about 31% from the three-point line. That's gobbled up by Christy Wallace. Didn't like what she saw from the baseline. Ryan Howard rimmed out. Tony Billings in the right place at the right time. Gets the ball back. Christy Wallace for three. Gets it. Wheeler rips through. Sends it to the corner. Another hockey assist. Gets the bucket for Christy Wallace. That's going to be on the highlight tape tomorrow.
Future Hall of Famer. And then it touches the paint. Good ball movement.
And these players allow Tanisha Wright to challenge them. They know she cares. She's in every possession with them from the sidelines. And
somebody might want to guard.
by the Atlanta Dream. But just take a look here. The transition defense of Minnesota gets lost. Chrissy Wallace, top of the key, drains it.
Against Phoenix, and now trying to see if they can get the things done against the Lynx. Kayla McBride, that strip by none other than Chrissy Wallace, who wanted it to go off of Kayla McBride. Instead, they'll get it back with 20 seconds left.
Nice job on initial defense by Wallace, but then got beat. Good poke out.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and League Pass. Again, Chrissy Wallace scores a career-high 18 points for the Atlanta Dream. Again, the Dream would go on to beat the Lynx 84-76. And last game that was on the schedule for Wednesday, June 1st, was between the Indiana Fever and the New York Liberty. The Liberty would go on to beat the Fever, final score 87-74. For the Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu finished with 23 points. Also, Rebecca Allen had 17 points, and Stephanie Dolson and Natasha Howard both contributed with 16 points. Again, the New York Liberty beat the Indiana Fever 87-74. We move along now to action from Thursday, June the 22nd, and this was between the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces. The Sun would beat the Aces in a close game, final score 97-90. In this contest, Jonquel Jones, the reigning league MVP, finished with 20 points. Here's Jonquel in action.
They shot 24% on Tuesday.
Yep, just six makes behind the arc, and there is Jonquel Jones getting involved.
Is back on the sideline.
Yep, he missed a couple of games. He was out for health and safety protocol as a turnover by the Aces, and the Sun out on a 10-0 run.
Jackie Young is too close. Move the basketball. The opportunity will come there for Wilson.
Oh, and the Sun, they are feeling it. That was Jones again, Jonquel Jones, a 6'6 center. Yep, kicking it up a couple of notches. And the cut into the lane. It's good. Courtney Williams, movement without the ball. Wilson is a bit frustrated about it. Jonquel Jones, she'll take another one and hits it already. You said it. She's looking to shoot. And again, 0-for-5 on Tuesday behind the arc. That is not the case here. Another turnover. Jones gets her hands in the passing lane, and another fast break opportunity. Yeah, we talked about the chemistry of this team and how well they get along. If they get on each other, it's because they wanted someone to take a shot that they didn't, as Jonquel Jones quiets the crowd.
They're playing without Raquana Williams.
Yep, still no Raquana Williams. They're hoping to get her back sooner than later, and that stops the 15-0 run by the Aces. She's got 15. Working inside, there's Jones rattling that one in. Yeah, you're right, Courtney Williams averages about 9 points per day. Jones didn't even hesitate.
Wilson on the bench to get some much-needed rest so that she can finish strong in the fourth quarter.
Andy had a solid first half. Jonquel Jones, nobody out there, and nothing but net.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Facebook. So Jonquel Jones finished with 20 points in Connecticut's win over Las Vegas. Also contributing to the victory was forwards DeWanna Bonner and Alyssa Thomas. Man, these two are something else, doing the dirty work in the paint, not just with the shooting, but also with the rebounding as well. Here's DeWanna and Alyssa in action.
Frank, Carolyn, some of the numbers that really stood out from the game on Tuesday, 22-2, the differential in fast break points, but it was the advantage of the Aces as Bonner in the right corner sticks it. Plums split the defenders, but couldn't get the shot to go. Just a little bit short. Bonner all by herself and hits it. Back-to-back buckets. And a mismatch, high and low. Courtney Williams, jumper pretty.
Look, Tiggy, you got to take your shooting shirt off.
That's how it works. That's how it works, Ricky. Bonner rattles that one in, and some emotion after. She is perfect. Top side D trying to get the steal. Crowd making some noise. Bonner way outside, all the way through, 4 for 4.
I told y'all, I've seen that look from DeWanna Bonner. When she gets turned up, man, there's not a whole lot you can do about it.
Oh, the turnover leads to the fast break and one. Carrington's going to go to the line. 0-for-5 on Tuesday behind the arc. That is not the case here. Another turnover. Jones gets her hands in the passing lane, and another fast break opportunity.
This has been a game of runs. Started out hot for the Sun, then the Aces turned it up. Now the Sun has come back up at the end of this first quarter for Connecticut.
Stokes on the board. And this time the Sun getting back. Wilson running, Bonner with the block.
They're playing without Raquana Williams.
Yep, still no Raquana Williams. They're hoping to get her back sooner than later, and that stops the 15-0 run by the Aces.
Their teammates talk about how competitive Kelsey Plum is.
Bonner takes the dribble, hits it. Jones has Wilson right out on her. Williams using the screen and gives it right back. Pick and roll. There they go. Another game here on Sunday against Dallas. After the substitution, Sun come in and attack the paint.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Facebook. Again, the final score, Connecticut 97, Las Vegas 90. So Jonquel Jones finished with 20 points. DeWanna Bonner finished with 19 points. Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 16 points and 12 rebounds. Courtney Williams finished with 18 points, and Brianna Jones had 10 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 97, Las Vegas 90. We move along now to action from Friday, June the 3rd, and it was a close one between the New York Liberty and the Washington Mystics, but New York would hold on to win 74-70. Shining bright in this game, of course, the point guard for the New York Liberty, Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina looking good in this game. She had an effective game, coming up big in this win against the Washington Mystics. And I tell you, the Fever have struggled in this first half of the year. A lot of expectations for them, trying to get everything together. There's a new head coach, Sandy Brondello, in her first year as the head coach of the New York Liberty. And it's a lot of expectations running high. Of course, Bettnyjah Laney is going to be out for a while for an injury. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. But Sabrina came through in the clutch in this big win over the Washington Mystics, and definitely somebody that is going to have to step up. She's going to have to step up big in this contest. She's going to have to do big things. And so here's more. Here's Sabrina in action.
And that's been picked up by Austin. Gets by her. Help came from Della Dawn. Goes off window.
And we have escape plans. We shouldn't have to have that conversation. We should be talking about what's for lunch. But we have escape plans and meeting spots. Shouldn't be that way. But when it's like that, how do we fix that?
Well, by exactly what we see the ladies doing.
Ionescu, the deep three. That falls. She has the ability to knock it down. Following the shooting in Buffalo at a grocery store, that same day I went grocery shopping. And to think that some people now can't feel safe sending their kids to school.
As you know, as an athlete, there's always a starting point for faith. So we just appreciate you. And I don't know if there's a question there, but I just felt moved to tell you that because it really does mean a lot.
Ionescu, over to Dangerfield, back to Ionescu. Deep three, contested, does not matter.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Twitter. So, again, the New York Liberty beat the Washington Mystics 74-70. Sabrina Ionescu finished with 24 points. Also contributing was Natasha Howard with 17 points, and Rebecca Allen had 11 points. Again, the final score, the Liberty 74, the Mystics 70. We move along now to action between the Chicago Sky and the Atlanta Dream. The Sky would beat the Dream 73-65. Kalia Copper came up big in this one. She finished with 21 points in the win over the Atlanta Dream. Here's Kalia in action.
Same time to the Dream. Coach up your teammate. There's a little bit of a connection with Kalia Copper, too. I don't think she likes that bucket too much.
Atlanta still looking for their flow offensively. Sky have done an amazing job at just containing them and keeping them out of the paint. Copper for the three.
Both ends of the floor, the Sky, defending champ, locked in.
Copper working baseline. Copper with the left gets her own rebound, bounces around for another deuce.
There's no one better on the baseline than Kalia Copper.
Second jump
is probably the quickest in the league as well, the way she got to her own rebound. I mean, look at this. You got to be in help. Too fast.
And then Copper just on the blow by. Nobody home. Compared to the Sky, it's plus 17. The Sky, minus 32. So finding ways to get things done by committee. Kalia Copper, right out of the gate, though, is something Coach Wright didn't draw.
You just want them to communicate. You make sure you end up with the possession.
Because they did their job on the defensive end. She said, we're doing things the right way as far as closing out. But that is a close at Kalia Copper. A couple more bounce passes. Sky really moving the ball on this possession, and find Copper once again.
Excellent ball movement by Chicago. Playing the defense on the baseline, and in that possession, you think that that's the one.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the WNBA and Twitter. So again, the final score, Chicago 73, Atlanta 65. For the Sky, Kalia Copper finished with 21 points. Also, Emma Mieseman had 16 points. And again, the final score, Chicago 73, Atlanta 65. We move along now to action between the Connecticut Sun and the Phoenix Mercury. Connecticut would go on to win 92-88. For the Sun, Jonquel Jones, dominant in this game, beating the Mercury. Here's Jonquel in action.
Yeah, this is a big Sun team, and how does this defense not get back for Phoenix?
Jonquel Jones, triple on the way, is good. Heideman open for three. No. Weak side rebound to Thomas. Inside to Bonner, all alone.
Now, if you don't get a body on Alyssa Thomas, she comes up with a lot of offensive blabs.
Shot clock and game clock almost identical. Diamond to Shields goes flying. Into Jones. She's not going to miss from there.
Now, you like the fact that the Mercury get back on the defensive end, but you also like to see somebody be on the offensive glass.
Dawana Bonner gets the triple to go. Try to get it across court to Cunningham. I don't know if it's telegraphing or if it's just great defense by the Sun, but they are in those passing lanes, and Jones gets the triple to go. DeShields for three. Who would not have it? Ball did everything but fall.
She's had some good looks at the basket all season long from her three-point shot.
Jonquel Jones for three. That is true. Williams inside to Jonquel Jones. She's not going to miss from there. Jonquel now with 20. Back and forth we go. Connecticut can take the lead on this possession. Jonquel Jones gives it to him. Jones has 22.
All right, so that audio courtesy of the WNBA and CBSSN, CBS Sports Network, Jonquel Jones finished with 14 points. Also contributing to the victory were the forwards, Dawana Bonner and Brianna Jones. Here's Dawana and Brianna in action.
Heideman open for three. No. Weak side rebound to Thomas. Inside to Bonner, all alone.
Now, if you don't get a body on Alyssa Thomas, she comes up with a lot of offensive blabs.
Average 24 points a game to lead AU Pro Hoops, Dick Carrington. Nice dish to Turner, but she doesn't go up with it. She just tried to pass it back out. Well, you're right, Annie, the defense, as they have increased the pressure on Connecticut. The baskets have come easily. Breezy hit. Well, you're right, Annie, the defense, as they have increased the pressure on Connecticut. The baskets have come easily. Breezy hit. So it's the Shields, Tarasi, Gustafson, Petty, and Anigwe defensively against the Sun. Jones, a three-point play the old-fashioned way, opportunity. You don't have to worry about her size right now.
Well, Dawana Bonner, too. But this is where you need it. Jones is basically a starter on this team.
2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Into Jones. She's double teamed. Fans wanted the walk. Didn't get that call. Jones gets the bucket. Phoenix with an opportunity to add to his 5-point lead heading into the locker room. Looking for just its third win of the season and a turnover. Breezy Jones all alone. Looking for just its third win of the season and a turnover. Breezy Jones all alone. And the lead is down to three.
All right, that audio is courtesy of the WNBA and CBS SN. Again, the final score, Connecticut 92, Phoenix 88. Jonquel Jones, 24 points. DeWanna Bonner had 14 points. Also, Brianna Jones contributed with 18 points. Getting a double-double was Alyssa Thomas with 13 points, 10 rebounds, and Courtney Williams had 11 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 92, Phoenix 88. And then we had the Dallas Wings going up against the Seattle Storm. Dallas would go on to win 68-51. In this contest, again, we talk about point guard play. Arike Ogunbowale, one of the best in the league. Arike handling her business. Her and also Satu Sabali, they came up big in the win over the Storm. Here's Arike and Satu in action.
Want to start their first half-court set. Ball moves all over the court. Jewel Lloyd with a wide-open three that goes down.
Sabali high post and a nice backdoor cut there on the baseline. Buckets for Alicia Gray.
Baseline and up to the wing, and that leaves Lloyd plenty of time to get her shot off.
Arike Ogunbowale with a brilliant pass inside. Two nice assists by Dallas to give them the 4-3 lead.
That was the right read by Gabby Williams. Felt the double team on the block and kicked it to the open shooter.
Oh, the runner, Ogunbowale. So tough. Nobody takes more shots. Now Stewie on her. Picks up the dribble. Good post up inside. Yep. Dallas getting points in the paint.
That's a great job by Harris. That is her money shot. She is so good in the mid-range, and she hasn't really got a lot of looks to go in her spots yet this year.
Sabali answers with the three. They don't recognize it. Boy, a lot of elbows being thrown against Jewel Lloyd, too. Ogunbowale just pulls one out late in the shot clock. Wow.
She is so good at creating a shot. She can lock down on Arike here on the final possession.
She's trying. Gray backing in. Kick back. Sabali three. Already hit one today. Ooh, that was a big one. 1.3 left. Here's Ogunbowale. Oh, right in Brianna's face. Rainbow, no good. Offensive rebound. Sabali's played a nice game tonight and finishes.
Yeah, that Satu is tough.
Sabali, 11 points to lead, all score.
Jewel Lloyd and Brianna Stewart have had some nice moments.
This is one of those role players been very good. Sabali kicks it back out. Two on the shot clock. Ogunbowale from the Climate Pledge Arena logo.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and CBS SN. Again, the final score, the Dallas Wings 68, Seattle 51. For the Wings, Arike Ogunbowale finished with 16 points. Also, Satu Sabali had a double-double with 11 points and 11 rebounds. Alicia Gray contributed to the victory. She finished with 18 points. Again, the final score, Dallas 68, Seattle 51. And let's move along now to action from Sunday, June the 5th. And it was a good game between the Minnesota Lynx and the New York Liberty. The final score, however, would be the Lynx winning 84-77. And I tell you what, in this contest, Ariel Powers was sensational. She finished with 27 points. Again, Ariel, one of the premier players in the league, and certainly she's been one of those top players for the Lynx for quite some time, handling her business in the victory for Minnesota. And I tell you one thing, Ariel is somebody that's been certainly phenomenal so far in this first half of the year. Again, tying her career high of 27 points in the victory over the New York Liberty. Here's Ariel in action.
Oh, just took the shot Friday in the win over Washington. Jessica Shepard had a clear lane, misses inside, gets it outside. Shot attempt from Powers. She rattles home a three.
It's a year. Just a good defensive play. But this is the kick out, and that's where Powers was able to drill it. Just
Powers really got that one to go. Powers on the other end, in the lane on Dangerfield. May have got away with the push-off. Minnesota looking to add to their lead, 20-16. Early portion of the second quarter. Powers, off the feet from foul. The pull-up, knocks it down.
She's finally back to her physical self. lately and this season.
7 points for Ionescu, and Powers knocks down the tee. She is not shy at all.
This is a matinee, Sunday fun day, and we see Ionescu there doing a great job, and then Powers, great poise there. Shot clock winding down, you don't turn it over.
Old-fashioned three-point play opportunity now for Minnesota. Now it's Wickham. Oh, nice. Heavy. Oh, but she throws it right to Powers. Powers now. Pass ahead. McBride, left hand. Good. Up to 3 points in this first half.
And Onyenwene hasn't really gotten her offensive rhythm. And Powers drills another one, Michael. That was extremely...
That audio, again, courtesy of the WNBA and CBSSN. So Ariel Powers ties her career high with 27 points. Also contributing to the victory for the Lynx over the New York Liberty, Sylvia Fowles and Kayla McBride. Sylvia Fowles, man, just whenever she decides to hang it up, man, first ballot Hall of Famer and then some. Not only getting points in the inside, but, man, her defense is still one of the best in the league. Her and Kayla McBride contributing with 18 points. Here's Sylvia and Kayla in action.
Fowles to step back on Dolson, can't hit. Fowles, offensive board, the turnaround, gets it to go, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Her own shot. I mean, any long shots are going to be long boards. She's going to find that rebound and absorb it, and that's just the putback. That's what she does.
Howard, of course, won a championship, her first championship with the Minnesota Lynx. Played, career took off. Oh, nice find, and Fowles puts it in.
And if you're playing with both of them, it's only going to help you in your game.
McBride, the step back, fires, and knocks it down. She's been doing that a long time. Now it's Wickham. Oh, nice, heavy. Oh, but she throws it right to Powers. Powers now. Pass ahead. McBride, left hand, good. McBride, working at the ball. On the drive, she goes down. Pass, work it to McBride, straight ahead, three.
So how about this play from Minnesota? We had several players tuck the basketball. That's one, two, three, and then, of course, the shot from McBride, who is a shooter.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and CBSSN. So Minnesota Lynx players Sylvia Fowles and Kayla McBride both finished with 18 points. Also contributing to the victory, as I mentioned earlier, Ariel Powers tied her career high with 27 points, and Rachel Banham finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, Minnesota 84, New York 77. We move along now to action between the Indiana Fever and the Atlanta Dream. The Dream would go on to beat the Fever 75-66. Contributing in this victory for the Dream, Ryan Howard and Nia Coffey. I tell you what, these two handled their business in this game, helping the Dream go on to beat the Fever in this contest right here. Here's Ryan and Nia in action.
Coach Wright always talks about what you do in order to make the team better. That was a early instance as Ryan Howard gets to her spot on the floor for her first two. But then two. Nia Coffey fades and gets the bucket. Erica Wheeler, another possession, a no-look to Ryan Howard. Nia Coffey winds up with the ball. So Nia Coffey stepping up on both ends of the floor. Erica Wheeler, another possession, a no-look to Ryan Howard. Nia Coffey winds up with the ball. So Nia Coffey stepping up on both ends of the floor. I was trying to use my call button here a little bit.
We may have to.
Any security?
Yeah.
Bounces around. It's Nia Coffey's game. We're just witnessing it. Hesitation at the top of the key. Ryan Howard fades away. Gets it to go. Really good sign.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and CBSSN. So Ryan Howard and Nia Coffey contributed big in this contest as the Dream beat the Fever 75-66. Ryan Howard had 16 points. Nia Coffey had a double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds. Also, Ari McDonald contributed with 12 points. Cheyenne Parker had 11 points. Again, the final score, Atlanta 75, Indiana 66. We move along now to action between the Phoenix Mercury as they squared off against the Los Angeles Sparks. The Mercury would beat the Sparks 81-74. Skylar Diggins-Smith, she came up big in this contest. It's been a tough year for the Mercury. Of course, they've been impacted tremendously by the current ongoing situation with Brittany Griner. And you can see in their games, they just don't have that strong inside presence that physical presence as well as the ability to create matchup problems because Brittany's range is so strong. But they're trying their best. Phoenix is trying their best to hold on in this first half of the year. But Skylar Diggins-Smith scores a new season-high 29 points in the win over the Sparks. Here's Skylar in action.
And we like to see our partners in the NBA paying attention and trying to get some support for BG. Taurasi connecting right there. Double team gets it to Petty. Shot clock winding down. Petty to Turner, who kicks it out to Sky for three. To beat the buzzer. Hello, Skylar. How you doing?
And Mercury did not panic.
Taurasi down the court, picked off by Katie Lou Samuelson. That's a UConn on UConn situation right there. And then another Sparks turnover. Skylar Diggins-Smith knows how to finish. That's a 5-0 run for Skylar.
She's so low to the ground. They've got her lifted at 5'9", but, you know, she's just so explosive.
Diggins-Smith has 9 points. Wanted a foul, didn't get it, but the bucket looked great. 6 minutes to go here, second quarter. Diggins-Smith kicked it to the Shields. Triple on the way. You betcha!
2007, we win a championship with Penny. Mm-hmm. 2008, she needs to take the year off for her body. We don't make the playoffs.
Yep.
She comes back in 2009, and we win another championship. Here we go, Diamond.
Gorgeous pass.
They've just been efficient.
Turner setting a screen for Skylar Diggins-Smith. Mid-range jumper is good.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and League Pass. The final score, the Phoenix Mercury 81, the Los Angeles Sparks 74. For the Mercury against Skylar Diggins-Smith finished with 29 points. Also, Diana Taurasi had 19 points and Diamond DeShields had 11 points. Again, the final score, Phoenix 81, Los Angeles 74. We move along now to action between the Dallas Wings and the Las Vegas Aces. Dallas would lose to Las Vegas. Las Vegas would beat Dallas. Final score, 84-78. Kelsey Plum, man, what a stunning first half of the year she's having. She's already, in my opinion, an early candidate for the WNBA League MVP. Kelsey, just clicking on all cylinders, man. She's really stepped up her game since Becky Hammon has taken over as the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces. Again, she was Kelsey last year's WNBA Sixth Woman of the Year, and she's continue to take those strides to move up in her career. Again, she finishes with 32 points in the win over Dallas. Here's Kelsey in action.
And you've got to respect her now from the three, and she's got a tremendous quick first step off the dribble.
Kemp shoots it left, but she can go right. Plum, nothing but net, hesitated and decided to go for it. Plum, guarded by Ty Harris. Plum! Almost a little hook finger roll there. Got it to go. Back within 2 wings.
Watch the change of speed. And Kelsey Plum splitting the defense. And then a little English off the glass over Arike Gumbawale.
I love how she uses her body. She's gotten so...
She understands. Look, when you're playing this hard, then you have to be unselfish. She just fits perfectly in this system.
Yep. She's willing to take on that role. Kelsey Plum continues to lead the way.
Hopefully... She will not be out very long.
Absolutely. She's incredibly strong as Sarah McCowan has checked in and gets it taken away. This is a very long, lengthy Dallas team. Olsen, high archer, brings it down. Plum drives it up left.
After she goes by and she comes, I don't know how she found that scene, and finished and walked out of there and was like, I know she's had the mentality, you can't guard me right now.
Yeah, she kind of had that sneer on her face there afterwards. Can't be out running again. Bell brings it up. Plum, another chance. This time, it's straight through. And Vicky Johnson.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 84, Dallas 78. Kelsey Plum, sensational, finishing with 32 points, also contributing to the victory. Chelsea Gray finishing with 18 points. De'Erica Hamby finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, Las Vegas 84, Dallas 78. We move along now to action between the Connecticut Sun and the Seattle Storm. Connecticut would go on to beat Seattle 93-86. The reigning league MVP, Jonquel Jones, man, getting it together. She's getting hot at the right time right now. Jonquel, again, coming up big in this contest, dominating in the win over the Seattle Storm. Here's Jonquel in action.
That's a big target. You do not want to leave if you're Connecticut. Speed, Ezzy goes out and challenges, but snapping home the jump shot.
And even though that shot much further away from the hoop, she's in rhythm.
Jones, first bucket of the game, just one of two. She's been pretty consistent health-wise and was named to her fourth All-Star team last year in her 12th year in the league.
Having the confidence, even though that pass was not on target, the made three for Ezzy, the first of the season.
Shooting more threes than anybody else in the league and getting 39% of all their shots from behind the arc. Last season it was only 33, and that's probably where Noel Quinn would want it. Don't you think more in the low 30s than the high 30% right? The jewel is right there. Jonquel. And that is causing problems. What can Seattle do in a three-point game? Williams, very capable of tying it up with her prowess behind the arc. Instead, they go in. Jonquel Jones points in the paint. That's 20 of them for Connecticut. Honor up top. Scoop pass inside. Jones gets very close position. Connecticut only has 2 points off the prior six Seattle turnovers. Uh-oh, make it four. Broadcaster jinx there.
She has turned into one of the best three-point shooters in the game.
Free throw split to make it 57-49. Bad pass here. Seattle's coughing it up in the third quarter. Courtney Williams rattles it home. Jonquel Jones working on Russell. Kick over. Three ball Bonner. Up and in. It's a three-point game. Harrington, double team, inside, Jones, shot blocked by Ezzy, put it back and in, first lead for Connecticut since it was two. Jones for three, splash it home, she is playing with a lot of confidence.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and League Pass, and Jonquel played with a lot of confidence. She finished with 25 points. Also contributing in this contest was Alyssa Thomas, man. Alyssa Thomas getting another double-double, again, making big strides for Connecticut as they continue on this current winning streak. Here's Alyssa in action.
That's a big target. You do not want to leave if you're Connecticut. Speed, Ezzy goes out and challenges, but snapping home the jump shot. Here's Sue with it. Stick back out to Brianna. She and Lloyd have yet to trigger yet. Oh, and she turns it over there and gets it swiped away. Drives in. 1-2 in the lane. A little strong. Wanted the call. Didn't get it. I don't think necessarily should have gotten one there. Harrington will come and finish the other way.
Seattle has been red hot to start this game. 9 of 13 after that miss.
Harrington trying to make it two for her last two and does from behind the arc, and it's a six-point game.
And even though that shot much further away from the hoop, she's in rhythm.
Jones, first bucket of the game, just one of two. Just a ton of length on this team. And there's the length used right there, going high for the catch, and Brianna Jones puts it in. Bonner up top, scoop pass inside, Jones gets very close position. And this is a concern when you've got all five starters on the bench. Where are you going to get the points from? They got to get stops on the other end, and that's not happening either. Good D here. Jones to Bonner. This is a big three on the way. And in. Oh, Bonner. That was the first nail right there. Fans, stunned disbelief of what's going on over the last 7-8 minutes of basketball. And Jonquel Jones has been the best player on the floor since about midway through the third quarter.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and League Pass, in League Pass, the final score, Connecticut 93, Seattle 86. So Jonquel Jones finished with 25 points. Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 11 points and 12 assists. Dawana Bonner and Brianna Jones both had 21 points. And then DeJanae Carrington had 12 points. Again, the final score, Connecticut 93, Seattle 86. And then the last game from Sunday, June the 5th, was between the Washington Mystics and the Chicago Sky. The defending champion Sky would go on to beat the Mystics 91-82. And I tell you what, in this contest, Kalia Copper, again, Kalia came up big in last year's WNBA Finals, and certainly she came up big in this contest with the victory over the Mystics. And I tell you what, they're going to need her coming through going forward as we get closer into the All-Star break. And Kalia is definitely somebody who always handles her business, is always coming up big in big games. Here's Kalia in action in the win over the Mystics.
Being on that opposite side there, Vandersloot not able to clear her off the defensive glass.
Candace gets the first look. She had a triple-double the first meeting.
Elaborate on the defensive effort you were talking about, Lisa. Ryan Howard is a star in this league, and the Sky made her difficult all night long.
Transition two there for the Sky. Looking back door. Nicely done. Nieseman's been as good of a distributor as a scorer here tonight.
Oh, nice job by Alley.
Yeah, broke up that handoff. Candace puts it off to Copper for two.
Boy.
Atkins trying to take it inside, force it up a little bit. She's 2 of 9 shooting back the other way. Copper, don't blink because she's going to get you. It's been nice and cozy now. The fans have settled in the upper deck and in the lower bowl as well. Here's Vandersloot on the push. Nieseman giving it up to Copper again. They forgot about her on the transition.
But you're one of the main offensive threats for the opponent. Atkins has found it difficult so far this season.
Oh, count it. A blocking foul and an and one here for Copper.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime. And, of course, also coming up big in the win for the Sky over the Mystics was Candace Parker. She had a double-double. Here's Candace in action.
Being on that opposite side there, Vandersloot not able to clear her off the defensive glass.
Candace gets the first look. She had a triple-double the first meeting and some inconsistencies in the lineup that certainly have contributed to that.
Yeah, and when you're missing Elena Deladon, that's a pressure relief. Elena can make you look a lot better than maybe you really are. Knows their way around that basket.
3 assists already for Natasha Cloud. Number 2 right now in the WNBA, right behind Courtney Vandersloot. And there's a 3 for Candace.
Oh, nice job by Alley.
Yeah, broke up that handoff. Candace puts it off to Copper for 2.
What?
They feed Nieseman, posted on Cloud.
Man, great job. And then the turnaround, one-hand floater in the lane.
Atkins trying to take it inside, force it up a little bit. She's 2 of 9 shooting back the other way. Copper, don't blink because she's going to get you.
And I like that approach. I mean, it's unfortunate that we don't get a chance to watch her tonight.
Was looking for a call on the contact, but doesn't get it. Eric Thibault is the acting head coach, and for Mike Thibault, out with health and safety protocols, as is Shelley Patterson. And another bucket for Candace Parker.
Oh, boy, I didn't think the Sky were going to get back defensively, but they have. Nice
oh,
hand.
Yeah. Read it all the way against Walker Kimbrough.
So Sky will take that all day long. If they've got a Mystics player trying to go one-on-one, they'll take that.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime. So Candace Parker had a double-double with 12 points and 13 rebounds. Kalia Copper finished with 15 points. Emma Mieseman also contributed to the victory with 13 points, and Dana Evans had 12 points with the final score Chicago 91, Washington 82. And that's your scores and highlights from the week that was in the WNBA. Now, before we get you to the league leaders in the standings, let's give you the player of the week and the current player of the week in the WNBA for the week of May 31st in the Eastern Conference is Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. And the player of the week for the Western Conference for the second time is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. So again, the player of the week award for the week of May the 31st in the Eastern Conference belongs to Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever, And for the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. This is Asia's second time being voted Player of the Week, so congratulations to Kelsey and Asia. Now it's time for the Player of the Month Award. The Player of the Month for the month of May, representing the Eastern Conference, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And representing the Western Conference, Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. So, again, the Players of the Month Award for the month of May for the Eastern Conference, Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, and the Western Conference belonging to Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. So congratulations to Alyssa and Asia. The Rookie of the Month Award for the month of May belongs to Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. Congratulations again to Ryan Howard for being the Rookie of the Month for the month of May. She represents the Atlanta Dream. And the Coach of the Month Award for the month of May belongs to Becky Hammond from the Las Vegas Aces. Again, congratulations to Becky for winning Coach of the Month for the month of May. She represents the Las Vegas Aces. Also, some injury news to pass along to you. New York Liberty will be without Bettnija Laney for at least 8 weeks. She underwent meniscus surgery, so further updates will be provided as necessary in terms of her rehab. But again, the New York Liberty will be without Bettnija Laney for at least 8 weeks as she underwent meniscus surgery. And I got to tell you, Bettnija is so important to the Liberty, especially to their success last year as they wind up getting into the playoffs. And now Sabrina and Michaela and the rest of the crew are going to have to find their way for the next 8 weeks, because that's going to be a void that's going to have to be filled desperately for the Liberty. Again, Bettnija Laney will be out at least 8 weeks as she had a meniscus surgery. So let's move along now to the league leaders in the WNBA. Let's start off in points per game. The leading scorer in the WNBA is Breanna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging 20 points per game. Coming in at number two is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at number three is the Player of the Week in the Eastern Conference from the Indiana Fever, Kelsey Mitchell. At number four, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. And at number five, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. Next category is rebounds. Leading the league in rebounds per game is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's averaging 10 a game. Coming in at number two is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number three is her teammate, D'Erica Hamby. Coming in at number four is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun, who is also the Player of the Month in the Eastern Conference for the WNBA. And then coming in at number five is Candace Parker from the Chicago Sky. Next category is assists. At number one is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. She's averaging 7 assists a game. Coming in at number two is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. At number three is the legend Sue Bird representing the Seattle Storm. At number four, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And at number five is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Next category that we have is blocks per game. At number one, Ezzie Magbogor from the Seattle Storm. She's averaging almost 3 a game. Coming in at number two is Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. At number three, Liz Cambage representing the Los Angeles Sparks. At number four is Queen Egbo from the Indiana Fever. And at number five is her teammate, Emily Inksler, from the Indiana Fever. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is another legend in her own right, Sylvia Fowles. She's shooting 64% from the field. At number two is Shakira Austin, the rookie from the Washington Mystics. She's shooting 60% from the field. At number three is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number four is Jonquel Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And at number five is Rebecca Gardner from the Chicago Sky. Next category that we have is three-pointers made. Number one, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Number two, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. Number three, actually tied for third, is Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury and Ryan Howard from the Atlanta Dream. And at number five is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. And then the next category that we have is three-point percentage. At number one is Moriah Jefferson. She's shooting 56% from the field. Next up at number two is Destiny Henderson, representing the Indiana Fever. She's shooting 51% from three-point range. Followed at number three, Lexi Brown from the Los Angeles Sparks. And at number four, Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. And her teammate is in fifth, Jackie Young. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. We have a tie for first place That's Shea Petty from the Phoenix Mercury, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough from the Washington Mystics, Epiphany Prince from the Seattle Storm, and Monique Billings from the Atlanta Dream. They're all currently shooting 100% from the free throw line. And then coming in fifth is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. She's shooting 94% from the free throw line. And then the last category that we have is steals. Coming in at number one is Brianna Stewart from the Seattle Storm. At number two, Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number three, Emma Mieseman from the Chicago Sky. At number and tied for fourth is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun and Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. And then last category that we have is minutes played. Coming in at number one, Skylar Diggins-Smith from the Phoenix Mercury. She currently leads the WNBA in minutes played. She's averaging 34 minutes a game. Number two, Jackie Young from the Las Vegas Aces. She's averaging 33 minutes a game. Followed by her teammate at number three is Kelsey Plum. Then at number four is Kelsey Mitchell from the Indiana Fever. And at number five is Nneka Ogwumike from the Los Angeles Sparks. So those are your current league leaders in the WNBA. Let's move along now to the current standings. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. It's really tight right now for the top four teams that are currently in place in the Eastern Conference standings right before the All-Star break. Currently at number one, the Connecticut Sun, they have a record of 9-3. At number two, the Chicago Sky has a record of 7-3. At number three, the Atlanta Dream has a record of 7-4. And the Washington Mystics are in fourth with a record of 7-5. And then coming in fifth place are the New York Liberty with a record of 3-8. And then the Indiana Fever are sixth with a record of 3-10. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. At number one, the team with the best record in the WNBA, the Las Vegas Aces, they have a record of 10-2. And then the Dallas Wings are second with a record of 6-5. Followed by the Seattle Storm in third with a record of 5-5. The Los Angeles Sparks are fourth with a record of 5-7. And then the Minnesota Lynx are fifth with a record of 3-8. And the Phoenix Mercury are sixth with a record of 3-8. So those are your current standings in the WNBA. So again, we're not winding down, but still a lot of games left to be played before the All-Star break. And right now, it is tight in the Eastern Conference between Connecticut, Chicago, Atlanta and Washington. Right now, Las Vegas is just really head and shoulders above the rest in the Western Conference. When we come back from the break, we'll give you the upcoming games in the WNBA. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either
team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. So before we get on out of here, we want to give you the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Tuesday, June the 7th. We have the Minnesota Lynx going up against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And then the Atlanta Dream will square off against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then we have games coming up on Wednesday, June the 8th. We have the Indiana Fever going up against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And then we have the Chicago Sky going up against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And then we move along now to action on Friday, June 10th. We have the New York Liberty going up against the Indiana Fever. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time, followed by the Chicago Sky going up against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. The Seattle Storm going up against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. The Washington Mystics will square off against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And the Atlanta Dream will square off against the Phoenix Mercury. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. On Saturday, June the 11th, we have a good one between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Las Vegas Aces. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. And then on Sunday, June 12th, we have the Chicago Sky going up against the New York Liberty. Tip-off is at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central Time. And then we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Dallas Wings. Tip-off is at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. The Phoenix Mercury will square off against the Washington Mystics. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time. And then the Indiana Fever will square off against the Minnesota Lynx. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And that's going to do it for this edition of Striving for It All. I'm Ed Robinson. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of the program. And I'll talk to you again next week. So long, everyone.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Samstown Shreveport Casino.